Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 33, the verses 30 to 33. Ezekiel 33, 30 to 33. As for you, son of man, your people are talking together about you by the walls and at the doors of the houses, saying to each other, come and hear the message that has come from the Lord. My people come to you as they usually do, and sit before you to hear your words, but they do not put them into practice. Their mouths speak of love, but their hearts are greedy for unjust gain. Indeed, to them you are nothing more than one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice and plays an instrument well, for they hear your words but do not put them into practice. When all this comes true, and it surely will, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. My theme for reflection is when the word becomes background noise. When the word becomes background noise. There is an old joke about a preacher who noticed one of his church members sleeping through every sermon. Determined to make a point, he instructed the entire congregation to stand up suddenly in the middle of the message. The startled man woke up, jumped to his feet, and yelled, "Amen," having no idea what he was agreeing to. It is funny, but it speaks to a real problem. People can sit in church, hear the word of God, and yet never really listen. In Ezekiel 33:30-33, God tells the prophet that the people come eagerly to hear him speak, but they treat his words as mere entertainment. They admire his eloquence, but they do not let the message change them. God describes them as an audience enjoying a beautiful song, fascinated by the melody, but unmoved by the meaning. They nod along but walk away unchanged. And the tragedy is that one day, when the words finally come to pass, they will realize too late that they ignored the voice of God. This is a challenge not just for ancient Israel, but also for us today. How often do we hear God's word but fail to apply it? How many sermons have we listened to, nodded in agreement, and then continued living as if we had never heard them? Paul warned Timothy about this very danger in 2 Timothy 4:3-4, saying that people will turn from sound teaching to whatever suits their desires. They would seek out messages that entertain rather than convict, words that comfort rather than challenge. C.S. Lewis once said, "Christianity, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important." Yet many treat the gospel as background noise, something to appreciate but not to obey. God's word is not a suggestion, it is life itself. We are not called to be passive listeners but active doers. James 1:22 tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. The challenge is clear. Are we treating the word of God as background noise? Or are we allowing it to transform our hearts? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you have heard God's word but failed to act on it? Number two, how can you cultivate a heart that truly listens and responds to God's message? Heavenly Father, forgive us when we hear your word but do not take it to heart. Open our hearts to truly listen, our minds to understand, and our hearts to obey. May we never treat your truth as mere words, but as the very foundation of our lives, Help us not only to be hearers, but doers, living out our faith with boldness and sincerity. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.